The following letter was sent to the Liverpool Echo. False allegations. The Labour MPs who have resigned should now be subject to by-elections, as should the Tories. They were elected as Labour candidates in 2017 on the manifesto of the Labour Party. The electorate who voted Labour voted on the manifesto put forward by Corbyn on behalf of that party. Those policies saw a huge growth in Labour's ranks to over 550,000, making it the biggest political party in Western Europe. The truth is, this massive influx of new members was because of the socialist policies advocated by Corbyn. The reasonable demands for a living wage of at least £10 an hour, the scrapping of tuition fees and a decent living grant for students, a mass council house building program to alleviate the chronic shortage of affordable housing in this country, an end to PFI and the NHS and the outsourcing and privatizing of services, are what millions of people would vote for after so many years of devastating cuts. A transfer of wealth in favor of workers and their families needs to begin. Workers and their families want an end to austerity, and the growth in Labour's ranks reflects this. That's why all those who oppose Corbyn and the policies he represents are raising false allegations of bullying and antisemitism, backed up by the Tory media, as a smokescreen screen for their ill intention, which is to prevent the election of a Corbyn-led government committed to ending austerity. Frank Bowen, Liverpool.